I'm going to try and make it. I don't know if I want to spend a couple of days, but maybe I come. I think, isn't Saturday the day?
I think it's Friday, Saturday. Yeah, it opens Friday, and then all day Saturday, and maybe morning or Sunday. I think probably what we're probably going to end up doing is, I haven't talked to Lee. I just got to talk to Lauren, but we'll probably end up maybe driving down there on Friday morning and maybe hitting the swap a little bit of Friday afternoon, checking the hotel, right, and stay over set Friday night, Saturday night, come back Sunday, something like that. I think that's what we did last time.
Oh, okay. I guess you're staying at the same place. I think it's the Holiday Inn.
No, I'm a Hilton guy. It was at one of the Hiltons that I stayed. I can envision it. It's, I think it was a Home 2 Suite. That's what it was, Hilton Home 2 Suite. They're pretty good. Got nice big rooms with full up kitchenette and full big refrigerator, like full size, like a regular full size appliances, and they've got breakfast included. Nice place. But yeah, it was a Home 2. I forgot where exactly it was. Obviously, it's in Tucson, but I don't remember exactly which one.
I don't know if I want to try traveling. Let's see, from here to Yuma, it's maybe 4 hours, 4.5 hours. It's getting harder for me to drive. I'm not as young as I used to be. Now, I'll see, because I'd really like to make it. I think it'd be fun, kind of a last thing for me. I'll see, maybe I can do it. I'll try and decide in the next week or so, because I've got to make a hotel reservation.
Yes, exactly. And if you want, we can swing by and get you. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. Figure if you want to go. No, I can leave you a check, too. And we can take it from there.
Oh, you don't want to come way down here and get me. That's very nice. Okay, well, we'll keep in touch and I'll see what can happen. I've talked to Joan about it, and I would like to try. I mean, the last time was, I think, 3 or 4 years ago when we, you and I and Lee went down there, and I really had a good time. So I'll see. Anyhow, I guess I'll go back and watch the Arizona Cardinals play football.
Okay, very good, man. Yeah, I got the AIDS computer all pinned up. I went to the receiver, and it's ready to go. So I'm going to go out there a couple times over the week and make sure it's still making full power and go from there. So, okay, have a good rest of your day. I'm 17.
Yeah, I saw the downloads of the repeater in which you showed a picture of it. Yeah, well, gosh, those things, you know, they've lasted forever, and they're really great radios. We had a lot of them at one time. See you later. W7OQ continues.
A little bit wet, but it sounds like you're even wet.
Yeah, like I said, it's good to get a little bit of rain. Like I said, it looks like Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday, we're supposed to get something. I'm not sure what the percentage is, but it's definitely welcome. But I saw the Southern California guys, man, they really got hammered. But I think it's pretty much past them by now.
All right, well, not sure what your forecast looks like for the week. Looks like we're going to be kind of wet up here for much of the week, maybe drying out towards the end of the week. So winter's kicking off at this time. But yeah, I saw that first big storm there. If you go right down the coast and come inland on the south there, a lot of rain, Southern California in your area, so kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm just looking right now. It's 60% chance of rain tomorrow and 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms on Tuesday. So looks like we're going to be in a wet pattern for a while, and it looks like it clears out on Wednesday. So, yeah, very welcome. So, yeah, I just got an alert says that it's supposed to get some medium to heavy rain within the next 45 to 90 minutes. So I guess something's on the way.
Well, I've peeked outside lately. I know that the forecast was for things to kind of start tapering off this afternoon. I mean, pretty good chance of rain throughout the day, but the rain that we were having earlier in the morning is supposed to let up a little bit, but it sounds like you've got another wave coming in your area there.
The weather radar looks like it's pushing in from the southwest right now, up our way. So, yeah, good. All right, man. So what else has been going on out there?
I've just been busy working. Keep really busy this last week, but I started my 4 days when I came in this morning. So off for the next couple of days. Got a lot of stuff to catch up on around the house here, get done. Maybe it's time to have the radio on. I have my dual band radio here in the house hooked up to a Bluetooth transmitter, so I can connect the wireless earbud to it and wander around and listen to the radio. That's what I was doing. Heard you in there, and thought I'd jump in and say hello.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, that Bluetooth deal. Yeah, I've got a Bluetooth super microphone I use for my POC radio when I'm driving around. It works out pretty good, so yeah, those are cool.
The house and do things done, so I'm kind of an airplane nut a little bit anyway, and have the air traffic control frequencies programmed in this radio too, so I can set it on scan and listen to those while I'm wandering around or listening to the ham, but not particularly motivated. Had to get up early this morning, get a van ride back from Elko, so wet outside today, just kind of hanging out. Could be more productive. Maybe I'll get motivated here as the afternoon goes on, but got a lot of stuff to get done around the house in the next couple days. Regardless, like I said, just put the radio on and been listening to what's going on. Something that always seems appropriate on a day like today.
Yeah, I like listening to the airport, such as McCarran Airport, too. The problem is, I'm in a CCNR area here. I got my discount for my scanners in my attic, so not the best situation, right? So I got a hard time hearing it. I can pick up the tower, one of the tower frequencies fairly decent. Of course, I can get the aircraft, but it's not very optimal. North Las Vegas Airport is, maybe 3 or 4 miles away from me, and I can hear that one just fine, but it's not as much activity as McCarran. Although I didn't... Somewhere I got a bookmark. There's a YouTube channel out there that that runs, I don't know if it runs 24/7, but it runs a lot, that has a camera pointed at the Karen's runway, and then it broadcasts the tower. That's kind of cool.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of neat. I don't know if they still have it, but I remember when I lived in that avenues there where you could pull off at the, I think it was the eastern edge of the runway there, and watch the arrivals and departures there. It was kind of cool. But I got a, it's kind of tough. I can understand now when you're in an HOA area and have to have your antennas concealed. I'm actually in an HOA area too, but it's so old that the CCNRs are very prohibitive. Or I'm sorry, not prohibitive, but permissive, not prohibitive. And so my VHF and UHF antenna is a copper pole J-pipe, copper pipe J-pole that I built years ago up on the roof. Single-story house, not up real high, but it works pretty well.
N7TND, yeah, they still have that barrier by the carrying that you can pull over. You got a couple of them, actually. Now, what I did is I put a Comet X50, or Diamond X50 dual bander, inside a pipe, inside the vent pipe, and then put a and put another PVC pipe over the head and painted it the same color as the roof. And that works pretty well.
And so the DOD, I'm glad to hear that that area is still there. When I was in Las Vegas,
have a good day, man. N7TND, Las Vegas.
last time I went through Mesquite was there was a, at some point we were on a road trip with my wife and the young one quite a few years ago, and in that area we drove back up to Mesquite through southwestern Utah and everything on the way home, but it's been quite a while, and it had changed a lot just in the years that I've been gone the last time I was through, but I know it's continued to grow and change a lot. Anyway, have a good afternoon, good chat with you, and hope to catch you again soon. 73 for now.